15. I'll read the first couple of verses again. I'll take my text from a little bit down the chapter, but you read verse 1, it says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory." It's very easy to want to take the glory for yourself sometimes. Whether you sing a special, you preach a message, someone says, "Hey, great message, hey, great song," and you want to say, "Well, good, I know, it was pretty good, wasn't it?" We can't do that, folks, and you know that. Not unto us, but unto God give the glory. I know even this morning I mentioned talking about the Bostons, and we gave them that plaque, and I said, you know, I know that they give God all the glory for what you do, for how He used them, but it's not about us, it's about God. It's about God. And it goes on to say, "For thy mercy, for thy truth's sake, wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God?" It's amazing to see when tragedy happens in America, one of the first questions that I know as a Christian I get asked, maybe out soul winning, is, you know, what about, where was God during the Newtown shootings? Hey, where was God during September 11th? There's no God. Why would something like that happen? And they forget that there's a devil that's just as real. They forget about that. And that's the question so many people ask, where is now their God? Verse 3 says, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased." And we know that God is above all. He can do whatever He wants, and He will do whatever He wants. Verse number 4 begins to talk about these people who don't believe in God. It says, "Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands." Starts beginning to talk about their idols, their gods. Tonight I want to talk tonight quickly. It'll be a short message. It'll get you folks right out here. I want to talk about my God. I want to talk about my God. And as you sit in your pew, Lord willing, I'll be talking about your God. And you can sit in your pew and say, "Hey, he's talking about my God." And I don't mean my God as in I don't want anyone else to have it. I mean, it's just, He's mine. He's mine. I'm His and He is mine. My God. My God is an amazing God. My God is a powerful God. My God created the universe. My God put the stars in the sky. My God flooded the earth and remultiplied it. My God, He's the one that turned Moses' staff into a serpent. My God shut the mouths of the lions for Daniel. That's my God. My God did that. My God helped David slay Goliath. That's my God did that. My God kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego safe in that fiery furnace. It was my God. My God sent His Son to die for our sins. My God healed the sick. My God gave sight to the blind. My God healed the lame and allowed them to walk again. My God raised the dead back to life. My God fed the 5,000. My God walked on the water. You know, my God died on the cross to save me. My God did that. My God saved my soul from hell. September 9th, 2001, as a young boy, my God saved my soul. My God did that. My God provides for me. My God is there for me. My God loves me. It's my God. My God is an amazing God. And maybe as I said those things, you could think, you know what, that's my God too. He's my God too. We see in Psalm 115, begins to talk about these unbelievers, these people who have their idols made of silver and gold, and they're the works of man. Things that these men have created, and it even goes down and it talks about in verse 8 that they that make these gods are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Those people who make those gods and worship them. And you know what? It says everyone that worships them or that worships them is just like them. And I thought, well, what could that mean? I said, you know what those gods are, those idols are? They're useless. They're useless. And you know what? Those people who have idols in their lives, even me as a youth pastor can have something that I place above God, it's useless. And you know what? Because I trust in it maybe, or because I have that in my life, I become useless too. For the work of God. Those idols, you know what they do? They're time wasters. They make that idol and they carve it and they make it look all nice and then they worship it and it's a big waste of time. And if you have something in your life that you shouldn't have or something that you placed above God, whether it's job or sports or friends or activities or whatever it may be, that idol, you know what that becomes? It becomes a time waster. And the Bible says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Those idols and those who trust in them, You know what? They could be used for something productive, those idols. In this chapter, talking about how they carve them into the works of men's hand. Something that carves a wooden idol and makes this little statue out of wood. That wood could have been used to build a house for somebody, or to make a countertop, or to do this, that, the other thing. Could be used for something productive. And you know what? The Bible says that all those who worship those idols are, and then those people that trust in them are like unto them. You know what? When you have something in your life, when I have something in my life that I place above the Lord, you know what? I could be used to do something productive. But I'm not, because I'm following that idol. It talks about their idols and different attributes of the idols, and about how they have mouths but they speak not, and eyes but they see not. And I want to talk about, kind of in comparison, their gods and my God. You know what? It says in verse number 5, talking about their idols, they have mouths, but they speak not. Number one, my God speaks to me. My God speaks to me. Hey, those idols that they carved and those people that they worship those idols, hey, they're not going to talk back to them. It's just a statue. But my God speaks to me. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12, how He spoke in a still, small voice. It talks about the fire with Elijah and how He wasn't the God, Lord wasn't in the fire, He wasn't in the earthquake, but He was in a still, small voice. Spoke to them. And my God speaks to me. My God tells me He loves me. He speaks to me through His Word. He speaks to me through the preaching of God's Word. He tells me He loves me. He tells me when I'm wrong. He tells me what to do and where to go. My God speaks to me. He uses His Word and He speaks to my heart. I think of how I just mentioned how I was called to preach at a conference, and I'll never forget as I sat there and the preacher preached and he gave the invitation and he began to give that invitation. You know, if the Lord's calling you to preach, if you feel like the Lord's calling you to preach, and I remember sitting in my seat, and it wasn't that the Lord from heaven said, Donald, I want you to preach. Not like that, but I knew in my heart that the Lord was speaking to me, giving me that call. I want you to preach. I remember my hands got all clammy and sweaty, and I began to get warm and red in the face, and I just... And praise the Lord, I answered the call. But the Lord spoke to me. You know, the Lord speaks to us in many different ways. Maybe when you're walking down the street and you pass by someone, the Lord says, hey, I want you to give that man a track. I want you to give that woman a track. I want you to be an encouragement to that person. The Lord speaks to us. My God speaks to me. My God speaks to me. Theirs may not, but mine does. Goes on to say, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. Number two, my God, He sees me. Not only does He speak to me, but my God sees me. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and evil. The eyes of the Lord, it says in Psalms chapter 3, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. My God sees me. He sees what I go through. He sees what you go through. He sees the struggles you have. Hey, you know what? All of us, we may not know what you go through. I look out in this wonderful crowd, and I don't know what you struggle with, personally. God sees. God knows. God sees what we go through. He understands. He sees what I can accomplish through Him. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It didn't just say I can do all things because I'm great. No, it didn't say it. It says I can do all things through Christ. God sees what I can accomplish for Him. And He sees what you can accomplish for Him. He has vision for you. God knows what you can do. No matter how young or how old, God sees what you can accomplish. He cares about us. He sees our heart. The Bible says, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. God sees my heart. He knows what I struggle with. He knows what I battle. He knows when I fail Him, and He sees it. He doesn't scorn me. He doesn't slap me back down. No. My God sees me and He cares about me. And He cares about you. That's my God, folks. It's my God. My God sees what I can be. So often when I pray, whether it's before a message or before anything, I always feel, I say, Lord, I know I'm nothing, God. I know I'm nothing. I'm nothing. And the Bible says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And I want to be humble. I want God to know that I don't think I'm anything special because I know I'm not. I talk too fast. I stutter. I mumble. You probably haven't understood half the message so far because I've been talking so fast. I know that I'm nothing. But God sees what I can be. He sees what I can accomplish. And no matter how old or how young you are, no matter what you struggle with,
God sees what you can do.
See, I'm useless. I can't. You know, I've talked to so many of our dear seniors who just think they can't offer anything anymore. See, I'm not what I used to be. Oh, God can use you. God sees what you can be, the encouragement you can be to maybe a younger person, or the example that you are. God sees what you can be. Oh, as a young person, oh, look at me, folks. I'm a skinny white kid. As a teenager, I didn't think I could do anything for God. I didn't think I could do anything for the world. You know, just think about it. I didn't think I could do anything. But God saw what I could be, and God knew that one day there'd be a church that would need a youth pastor, and He would allow me to be here and do that and do my best, trying. God saw what I can be. God sees what you can be. My God sees me. I just think sometimes, it's not all the time, and I wish I thought about it more, but the fact that the Lord, I know He's with us all the time, but just Him in heaven just looking down, watching me, watching what I do. Oh, I don't like it when I'm doing something stupid and He sees. But how God can look down and I want to make Him proud. I want to make Him happy. My God sees me. We go on in verse number 6. It says, they have ears, but they hear not. You know, my God hears me. My God hears me. Hey, those idols, they may have ears carved into them, but they can't hear anything. It's just an idol. But my God hears me. My God hears me. He hears my prayers. Man, when I get down on my face and say, Lord, please help me with this, Lord. Help me as I preach. And I prayed that. Several, Lord, help me as I preach. And I know I'm nothing, God. Lord, help me. I know my God hears. And the Bible does say, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So if we have sin in our lives that we haven't fixed, and our prayers are not going any farther than the ceiling. But if I have a clean and pure heart with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I bring my request to Him, and I get on my knees on the throne of grace, and I give it to God, hey, I know that He hears me. He hears you too. My God hears me. He hears my prayers. You know what? He hears when I complain too. When I have something to complain, He hears me. He listens to me. He hears when I'm hurt. It's amazing. When you're in the ministry and you know stuff about people that other people may not know, and how many people are hurting, how many people struggle on a day-to-day basis, God hears them. God hears me. My God hears me. He hears even when I'm angry at something. My God hears me. He listens to me. You know, these idols that have ears, they don't hear, but my God hears me. And I know that I can trust Him. I know that He's not going to look down on me if I come to Him. Sometimes I come to Him almost just so guilty. I say, Lord, I know. Forgive me, God. I know He doesn't look down on me, but no. With His ears, He hears me. With open arms, He takes me in. My God hears me. He hears me. It goes on in verse 7. Talking about these idols. They have hands, but they handle not. You know, my God, number 4, touches my heart. He touches my heart. He touches me. I sing the song with Brother Horace and the Merrills. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, I think about the day when the Lord Jesus Christ saved me. Touched my heart so many times. I think about not only when I was called to preach, but when I surrendered to preach. As a young boy in a missions conference at my church in Westfield, Massachusetts, and a missionary got up, and I said, you know what, Lord? I'm going to surrender. If you want me to preach, I'll preach. And I know the Lord touched my heart. It's amazing when I look at some of our teenagers and what they go through, and the Lord touches my heart and almost squeezes a little bit and says, hey, you know, love those kids. Love those teenagers. Man, give them a chance. I know you want to get angry at them, Don. I know you get a little frustrated with them sometimes, but love them. Love them. And the Lord touches my heart. And you know what I'm saying. Some of you, maybe you sat there and the Lord's touched your heart. Whether maybe I give an announcement about maybe making a donation to our teens and you say, and the Lord touches your heart about something like that. Or maybe someone that you're thinking of and the Lord puts them on your heart. But that's what our God does. My God touches my heart. He touches me. He touches my heart. The question tonight for this point right here is, if you haven't felt the Lord's touch in your heart in a while, then You better do a little inward searching. See what the problem is. And I'll tell you who it's not. It's not the Lord. My God touches my heart. He knows just what I need. He knows when my heart is broken. He knows when my heart is hurting. He softens my heart. I have to pray so often, and maybe I hope I'm not alone in this, but so often I've prayed, Lord, soften my heart. Help me not to have a hard heart, Lord. Break my heart for lost souls. Break my heart over my sin. Break my heart, Lord. Soften it. I have to pray that. And you know what the Lord does? He does. He answers my prayer. He softens my heart. He touches my heart. My God touches my heart. That's my God, folks. I know this message, I feel like it's so weak. But I just want to tell you what my God does. That's what I want to tell you. I just want to share it with you. What my God does for me. And maybe it's just maybe it'll just be a reminder to you of just, you know what? Pastor Donald's talking about his God. That's my God too. My God touches my heart. Go on and we see in the end of verse number 7. Neither speak they through their throat. And it even says, before that feet have they, but they walk not. Feet have they, but they walk not. You know what my God does? Lastly, my God leads me. He leads me. We sing the song, He leadeth me, He leadeth me. By His own hand, He leadeth me. A faithful follower I will be. By His hand, He leadeth me. My God leads me. I'm standing on this platform today because God led me here. I'm not talking about for my house. I'm talking about for my life. He led me from Holyoke, Massachusetts to Santa Clara, California for college and then back home. And then He led me from Holyoke, Massachusetts to Jackson, Michigan. My God leads me. Man, if I had an idol and it had feet, I could ask, hey, what should I do with my life? What decision should I make? Should I go here? And it couldn't help me at all, couldn't lead me, but my God can lead me. My God leads me. He shows me where I need to go. And folks, He'll show you exactly where you need to go to. He will lead you if you want to be led. My God leads me. My God leads me. My God speaks to me. My God sees me. My God hears me. My God touches my heart. And my God leads me. Folks, the challenge tonight really is, I won't spend too much time on it at all. It's easy to talk about my God. And He is my God. And Lord, You know I fail You so often, Lord. I do. And many of you, maybe in the same spot, you can say the same thing. But you know what? I don't ever want to forget that He is my God. He's my God, and He can do these things for me. So the question tonight, is He your God? So, oh yeah, I'm saved. Well, it's more than that. Do you trust Him? Do you believe that He will lead you? Do you believe that He does speak to you? Do you believe that He does see what you go through? Do you believe that He does hear you and that He will touch your heart? Is He your God? Is He your God? I know as a teenager, it's so easy sometimes. When I was a teenager, you know, my parents, like I said, brought me to church. And really, for a while, He wasn't my God. I was saved, but He wasn't really my God. He was my parents' God. He was my youth pastor's God. He was my church's God. He wasn't really mine. I had never really made Him my God. And it took a humbling experience for me to really finally make the God that I had trusted in to save me, to make Him truly my God in every area of my life. Folks, believe me, I still fail daily. But He's my God. He's my God, and He speaks to me, and He sees me, and all these things that I said. He's my God. Is He your God tonight? Is He your God still? Those of you who have been serving God for so many years, is He still your God? Those of you young people in the room tonight, teenagers, Is he your God or is He just your parents' God right now? Make Him your God. Make Him your God. All these idols that they talked about, they may have mouths but they can't speak. They may have eyes but they can't see. They're nothing. It's just a statue, just an idol. But my God can do all those things that they can't. He can do it. My God. Is He your God? Heads are bowed, eyes.